Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chavav Amin Aleph. We're holding on the bottom line in Chafei Amin Beis. So Maisa v'gazur Tainis v'Lud, the Mishnah brought a story that they were gazur Tainis and Lud, and it rained right before Chatzais. Reb Tarfon sent everyone home, they ate, they drank, they came back to Shul, and they said Halal Agadol. So ask the Gemara, v'neima Halal Meikara? Why didn't they just say Halal while they were all in Shul together? Why'd they first go home and eat and then come back afterwards to say Halal? So says the Gemara, by Varava, Dami Tarvayu, Lefisha'in, Aimrim Halal, Ela al Nefesh Taveu, Karis Malaya. Because you're supposed to be satiated, you're supposed to feel good when you say Halal, and therefore first they went back home and ate. Ask the Gemara, ain't is that true? You're supposed to only say Halal on the Nefesh Taveu, Vakaris Malaya. But Rapapa Ikalabe Kanisha the Abi Goiver, Rapapa one time was in Mechuza, in the Shul of Abi Goiver, Ugazar Tainis, Vyardulam Gesham in Mad Chatzais, he was Gazar Tainis, and it started to rain before Chatzais, Vamar Halal, Vachakar Achlu, and these first he said to say Halal, and afterwards they ate and they drank. So says the Gemara, Shani b'nei mechuzah d'shchichi bu shechras. That's because he was concerned if they would first go home and eat and drink, so maybe some people would get drunk. It was a common in mechuzah, people would drink and they would, when they ate and they would get drunk, so therefore he said to say Halal first, Haj and Alach, Seder Tanya is Elu. Says the Mishnah now, that there are three times, three different types of days during the year, that the Kehanim Duchen by four tefillahs of the day. What are the four tefillahs? B'shachris, b'mosah, b'mincho, b'nilah sha'arim. What are the three days of the year? Is b'tanyais, when there's a tainis, like for a drought, u'b'mamadais, which we'll see soon, u'b'yayim ha'kipurim. Now, Elohim Mamadais, the following, this is what Mamadais are, l'fishanemer, tzaves, b'neisos, karbani, lachmi, and the Pasuk says, Tishmeru lahakar libimayadoi. The Torah tells us you're supposed to be shomer on the carbon. You're supposed to stand by the carbon when you bring a carbon. So how could we have the carbon tamid being brought, which is being brought? It's a carbon sefer on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael when the owner isn't there. The one who's being brought for is not there. You would have to have the whole Klal Yisrael there in the Beis Hamikdash every day. That's not possible. So therefore, skin in the Neviim Arishayim. And in the Neviim HaRishonim were Mesakein, Shmuel HaNavi, David HaMelech, that Esrim V'Arba Mishmarais, that there should be 24 shifts of people of Yisraelim that would go and they would daven on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael by the Karban. Well, actually half, some of them would go and daven in Yerushalayim by the Karban, and half of them would go into their cities, and they would daven and fast and have Kriyas HaTorah in their own cities. So I'll call Mishmar, Mishmar, HaYomayim B'Yerushalayim, Shal Kehanim, Shal Leviim, Shal Yisraelim. Each Mishmar consisted of all Kehanim, Leviim, and Yisraelim. There were Kehanim that had 24 Mishmarais that they would take turns serving in the Beis HaMikdash. There were Leviim that had Mishmarais to take turns by the gates, and singing, and then there was also Mishmaris of Yisraelim, like we just described. Hegius mana Mishmar la'alois, once it reached a certain Mishmar's turn to go up, so Kohanim v'Leviim Eilim Yerushalayim, so as usual, there were always Kohanim and Leviim going to Yerushalayim. There was also some of the Yisraelim in the Mishmar that would go up to Yerushalayim, and they would stand by the carbon. The Yisrael Shabbaisai Mishmar Miskansin la'areyam. Then there was also another chilek of the Mishmar of Yisraelim, that they would go into their cities, Ukairim v'maisa Bereshis, and they would read the beginning of Parashas Bereshis. B'yom HaRishon, skipping the parentheses, B'yom HaRishon, on Sunday they would read Bereshis v'Yirikia. B'sheni, on Monday they would read Yirikia v'Yikavu Amayim. B'shlishi Yikavu Amayim v'Yumayres v'Yumayres. B'revi Yumayres v'Yishetzu Amayim. B'chamishi Yishetzu Amayim v'Toy Tziyaretz. B'shishi v'Toy Tziyaretz v'Yichul HaShemayim. And that was the Seder of the Parashas that they read. So now, Parsha Gedayla Kairan Isai Bishnayim, Vakitanim, Vakitanim Biyachid. Now, if there was a Parsha Gedayla, so they read it with two different Eilim. And if it was a Parsha Katana, so then they had just one person read the whole thing in one Aliyah. Bishachris B'Mosav. Now, that's what they did by Shachris and Mosav. Uvimincha, when it comes to Mincha, so then they didn't take out the Sefer Torah, rather, Nichnasim V'Kairan Alpiyah, and they would go into the Shul, but then they would read the Parsha Baal Peh, K'Kairan Hashema, just like a person reads Kriya Shema. Now, Erev Shabbos B'Mincha, lo hayu Nichnasim. When they covered the Shabbos, when it came to Erev Mincha and Erev Shabbos, that they didn't go in at all to the shuls to have any sort of Kriyas HaTorah, because that everyone was busy getting ready for Shabbos. Kol Yom Sheyesh by Halal Ein Maimed B'Shachris. Any time that there's Halal, so there was no Maimed by Shachris. They were busy. Halal extended the davening, so there was no Maimed by Shachris. Karba Musaf, on the day that there's a Karba Musaf, so then Ein B'Ni'ilah. So then they didn't have a ma'imed the entire day, even by ne'ilah, because it made the davening longer. Karban eitzim ain't b'mincha. If there was a karban eitzim, so then you didn't have a ma'imed by mincha, you did have one by ne'ilah. By then already people were done with doing what they had to do, but by mincha there was no ma'imed. Div Rabbi Kiva. Amar le ben Azai said to him, that kachai Rabbi Shua Shaina, that Rabbi Shua said the following, the opposite of what you said, that karban musaf ain't b'mincha, karban eitzim ain't b'ne'ilah. The reverse, that when there's a karban musaf, that's when you don't have by mincha, but you do have a ma'amid by ne'ilah, and the carbon eitzim, that's when you don't have a ma'amid by ne'ilah or by mincha. So Chaz Rabbi Kiva lo yashayni ke ben Azai, and then Rabbi Kiva was masking to ben Azai. Zman atze kehanim va'am tisha. There are 9 different days where there's a carbon eitzim, where different families had the privilege of bringing eitzim to the Beis HaMikdash. Be'echa b'nisan was b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. Be'esrim b'tamuz was b'nei David ben Yehuda. Be'chamisha ba'av was b'nei Parash ben Yehuda. Be'shiva ba'ay was b'nei Yadadav ben Rechav. Be'asara ba'ay was b'nei Sana ben Yamin. Be'chamisha asar ba'ay, tu ba'av was b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. Ve'imahim, and along with the family of Zatu ben Yehuda, was also Kehanu v'lefiyim v'chol shemisha ta'a b'shvatoi. Anybody who had a mistake, he didn't know which David he came from, he knew that he's supposed to bring carbon eitzim. He's one of these families, but he didn't know which one. So he would go on Tu B'Av. Ubnei Gain Ve'Yalu, Ubnei Kaitse Ktsiyais. Also these families. Be'asrin Boy, the 7th day of Karban Eitzim, was the 20th of Av, was Bnei Pachas Maya Ben Yehuda. Be'asrin Be'elu was Bnei Adam Ben Yehuda. And then the 9th and final one was Be'echa B'Teves, was Shavu Bnei Parish Shnia, Bnei Parish went a second time. Now Be'echa B'Teves, on this day of Be'echa B'Teves, which we just said is one of the Karban Eitzim days, so Lo Hayu Bali Maimed, there was no Maimed at all the entire day. And the reason for that is because it was Karban Eitzim, it was Rosh Chodesh, it was Chanukah, so there was Hallel also. Shari by Hallel, you had Hallel because it was Chanukah. In addition to that, you also had the Karban Musaf because it was Rosh Chodesh. And in addition to that, it was a day of Karban Eitzim, so therefore there was no Maimon even by Ne'ilah, so he didn't have Maimon at all the entire day. There are 5 things that happened to our fathers on Shavuot Aser B'Tammuz, and 5 things that happened on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Aser B'Tammuz, the 5 things that happened are as follows. Number 1, Nishtavura Luchas, the Luchas were broken. Ubatul Atamid, the Carbon Tamid, they made Xera, we can't bring the Carbon Tamid. Vuv Kair, Yushalayim was destroyed, the Star of Afastimais Asatira, Afastimais, who was a Greek general, he burnt a Sefer Torah. And it was the Sefer Torah of Ezra, a Sefer. The Hemet Tzalim Beheichal, and Menashe put an idol, a Tzalim, inside the Heichal. But Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, there were 5 things that happened. Number 1 was Nigzar al Viseinu Shal Yikansu La'aretz. It was Nigzar on our fathers that they wouldn't be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael after the Chana Maraglim. Number 2 and 3 is V'charav Habayis B'Rishaynu B'Shniyah. Both the 1st and 2nd Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. Number 4 is the Nilkada Beitar. Beitar was destroyed. And number 5 was V'nechra Sha'ir, was that Yerushalayim was plowed over. So those are the 5 things that happened on Tisha B'Av.